Academic novels are among my favorite reads, especially those involving English professors. I measured this one against my favorite, Straight Man by Richard Russo. I'm Jim McKeown, and welcome to Likely Stories, a bi-monthly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I'm happy to say Beat by Roger Rosenblatt stands up admirably. The fun, the politics, the turf wars, the unusual students, the bizarre faculty, and the businessmen trying to turn a college into a business are all present in their funny, sad, and tragic glory. Peace Porterfield is a tenured English professor who cares about only one thing, teaching his students. Rosenblatt writes, "All he knew about being a professor was students, teaching, and learning." Too many passages made my favorite list to quote here, but I will offer a few. One, there were more political constituencies on the faculty than professors. Another, what's wrong with making a buck? Nothing, unless that's all you make. Once money alone drives these academic institutions, they're goners. He, a fellow faculty member, had a liberal arts education. You had one. I had one. What's it for if not to enable us to beat back people whose only values are dollars? Lastly, and really my number one favorite, Professor Porterfield was just the sort of faculty member he despised. He keeps to himself, he teaches, talks to his students in office hours, and goes home. He doesn't gossip. Now, Chapter 9 was rather poignant. It focuses on peace as a professor. The chapter begins, "The better teachers at any level possess invention and imagination. These powers are not the same and are not equal. An imaginative teacher is always inventive, but an inventive teacher is not necessarily imaginative." The chapter includes a Socratic dialogue between Peace and his creative writing class, which really gets to the heart of teaching. Irony abounds in this novel, from the fierce feminist who continually uses seminal to characterize her ideas, to the name of the English building Malory, which misspells Sir Thomas Malory, the author of the great legends of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. Tons of literary references are spread throughout the book as well. Peace's wife, Livy, often calls him Candide because of his naivete and cockeyed optimism. At the end of the novel, Rosenblatt foretells the future for most of the main characters, but he doesn't know what happened to Peace. He may have decided to cultivate a garden, not one of his own, but somewhere that had no gardens and needed them. One simply doesn't know what Peace's future contained. His present was good enough. He took her hand, and they walked together from that place. Kudos to the first listener to identify the literary reference contained in the last sentence of this novel. Students might not find this novel funny, administrators might wince on occasion, but everyone else will howl with laughter. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcomed and encouraged. Please go to kwbu.org/comments and let us know.